This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, this week's episode is one to take notes on, as Fort Sakes will be here to entertain and educate us on a host of franchise-centric issues as relates to business acceleration in franchise development, marketing, and operations, and not the least of which includes the implementation of artificial intelligence. And speaking of take-home value, what about thanking last week's guest, John Smolin, Senior Vice President of Global Distribution Sales at Atmosphere TV, for all that he shared with us? Atmosphere TV provides a great product, incredible people, and we are most certainly proud to have them as sponsors of Franchise Today. Now, just ahead of a brief time out, another quick reminder to visit us at franchisetodaypodcast.com. The library of blog posts and show notes is growing alongside the archives of weekly interviews spanning a dozen plus years. Remember, too, to drop us a review. It'll help others find us and also encourage top-tier guests to want to tell their stories right here on Franchise Today. So do that, please, and it will be greatly appreciated. A quick timeout now, and I'll be back in 2 minutes or less with Ford Sakes. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code franchise, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code franchise to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. Fort Sakes is a business growth accelerator, a franchise keynote speaker, and an early AI adapter who has unleashed the power of AI and ChatGPT as pertains to franchising. Ford is also a coach who has helped B2B and B2C brands accelerate their marketing and sales performance. He's also the host of his very own podcast, Fortify Live. And today, this consumer experience and consumer trends research Hall of Famer is right here. Ford Sakes, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Happy to have you. I've actually been a fan and a follower. I see your name for so many years at different franchise conferences as keynote. And I guess a lot of people in our world all know you pretty much as that, because that's how they've been exposed to you as well, Ford. But it took a little snooping around for me to learn that there's a whole lot going on above and beyond just speaking and writing books. And so we're going to unpack some of that today. But the first thing we must do is start the way we always do and ask you to take us back to the point in time time and what it was you were doing the first time franchising tapped you on the shoulder and discovered Ford Sakes.
Well, thank you, Stan. My journey as an entrepreneur started when I was 15 years old. I started my first business and then I grew 17 different businesses. And then because I grew so many things and invented products and sold through multiple channels of distribution, B2B and B2C, business to business, business to consumer, retail, exporting, specialty catalogs, mass merchants, dealer networks, I started speaking and consulting. And of course, because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and businesses, that led me into franchising. So over the past 34 years, I've worked with hundreds of brands in the national space as well as globally. And really focused on three things, Dan. Really, how do they maximize their marketing and sales? And how do they improve accountability and leadership? Because at the end of the day, franchisors want their franchisees to follow the system. And the franchisees want the franchisors to drive more business. So the journey started as an entrepreneur, and then it naturally led to franchising.
And so, little known fact, I guess, to some that see you on the road speaking at their convention, that you've got a full-blown agency, Prime Concepts Group, that does exactly what?
Well, so because I speak on business success, which covers the buckets of marketing, operations, and sales, people have come to me and said, tell me how. So the speaking and the consulting and the training is how to do it. It's strategically how and tactically. But when I speak, there are a lot of people in the audience and franchise owners and franchise brands and multi-unit owners that say, you know what? You understand this. Can you just do it for me? So the agency was born out of my speaking for people who said, look, I don't want DIY information. I want done for me. So that's where the agency came from. And so I run a boutique agency that helps people with their digital marketing and helps people shorten the path between their value propositions and their target market.
The DIY generation, I think, is either in the rearview mirror or rapidly approaching the rearview mirror.
I actually call it DFU, right? It's done for you as opposed to DIY. And so done for you is really, I work with brands and I tell them, is this the highest and best use of your time? So a franchise brand understanding how to drive traffic and how to get franchisees and how to communicate to the franchise network, they want the result. They don't want the process. Or they don't want to just learn the process. They want the result. So it saves time and improves efficiencies by hiring your weakness. And that would be a good tip for anybody listening to today's episode is, you know, what are your key strengths? And then what are the highest, best use of your time? And are you really spending time on your highest and best use activities?
Ford AI has become a big part of everyone's lexicon over the last year, maybe two for some that were really early adapters. How much is that changing the world that you live in and the tools that are created to assist franchisors, franchisees, and others to effectively market and be profitable in their businesses?
Well, I certainly appreciate that question. And just for the record on those listening to this episode, we did not have prearranged questions, but I love the questions. So right now, anybody can go to YouTube. They can go to Fortify, FORDIFY.TV, and there's a 60-minute video training on how to unleash AI in business for any role. Doesn't matter whether you're an owner, a staff, a student, 60 minutes free training on YouTube on mastering AI for any role. It teaches you all about prompt engineering and the do's and don'ts and the pitfalls. So in the last 2 years, I've been speaking on this product. Now, I've been using AI way before it became popular with ChatGPT and Bard. And of course, you know, we could talk this whole episode about AI and how that's going to impact a society and also business and the jobs it's going to take and the opportunities it's going to create. But AI is definitely here to stay. You're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. And anybody listening to this episode needs to certainly bookmark it, re-listen to it again, because AI is guaranteed to impact every aspect of life and business.
So give us some cliff notes on what that 1 hour and entice the audience with what their takeaways might be coming out of watching that YouTube video.
So whenever I speak, so I just spoke last week in Miami and then Cancun. And when I asked the audience on a scale of 1 to 10, raise your hand if you understand AI and ChatGPT. And, you know, 80% of the audience raises their hand. And I say, keep your hand up on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10, you're a rock star and 1, you're just a beginner. And most people's hands go down around 7 or 8. Then I do 15 minutes of presentations. And then I ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, what's their understanding? And it goes down to a 1. So there's this delusional understanding that people think they know what it is, but they haven't really leveraged it the way they should. So a quick little preview would be some key points. 1, it's going to affect every role. 2, you want to treat it as an intern, not as an expert. It's not a replacement. It just gives you an intern. So for example, on the show notes for this episode, Stan. You could take this recording, you could transcribe it, you could put the transcription up on ChatGPT and say, write me my show notes, create a downloadable handout, write me the show notes for my podcast and make it SEO optimized and relevant to my target audience, and it will do it. So it's an intern. Now, the pitfalls are if you over-rely on it, it will make things up. It doesn't know right from wrong. There's no empathy or real creativity. Really, AI is just a really advanced autocomplete. But it simulates what a person would do that has read all the information. And I would say the other big takeaway with AI is it's not Google. So don't go to it asking a question like you would use for Google. You really need to go to it and ask, having a complex conversation as opposed to a question. So you'd want to have a conversation. So you would say, I'm Stan Friedman, I'm the host of this podcast, and you would explain everything about who you are. And then you would say, my guest today is Ford Sakes. He's a Hall of Fame keynote speaker and best-selling author. He's the author of the book Accelerate, How to Maximize Local Marketing and Boost Sales. Today, we had a conversation on AI, blah, blah, blah. And then once you give it the context and the positioning of who you are, then you give it the task. And you say, well, your task today is to create Facebook posts or LinkedIn posts or show notes or SEO optimized content for a blog. And so you ask it a task and then you refine it. Now, I don't want to get in and take your whole episode on this, but I will just say that the biggest mistakes people make is they treat it like Google instead of as a conversation, and they need to create it as a dialogue, not just a one-way narrative.
What about the people who are talking about simulating voices and that kind of thing? I've not seen that or where to do anything like that when I go to ChatGPT.
I love these questions, man. These are amazing. So I got hired to go speak in Montreal to a franchise brand, and they spoke French, and they wanted me to pre-record my presentation in English and then put subtitles on it, which you can do in PowerPoint. Well, I said, would you rather have the presentation in English with French subtitles, or would you rather have the presentation using AI in my voice speaking French? So I used a program called HeyGen, and HeyGen actually allowed me to upload my whole presentation in English, and it converted to French, and my mouth matched and my voice matched. It was actually in my voice, and it created the whole presentation. There are all kinds of tools. So one foundational element to say real quick is there's three major players in the AI space. You've got Microsoft with ChatGPT, you've got Google with Gemini and Bard, and then you've got Amazon with Anthropic. So you've got three major players, and then you've got thousands of other derivatives that are using those engines. So think about those as the car engine, and then there are thousands of car models, but at the end of the day, they use one of those three engines.
Ford, I want to spend a few minutes talking about the post-COVID world that we're in through the eyes of consumers. We've seen tremendous changes, I think, through the first year or two, COVID and post-COVID. I think the big word of the year for most people was pivot. But since then, I think the word frictionless has become a word I hear more and more from people across different verticals in franchising in terms of the customer experience. What can you tell us about some of that from your point of view?
Well, in any business, to be successful, it comes down to the user experience, the customer experience in franchising, outside of franchising, whatever side of the fence that you may be on. And frictionless really has to do with how do you reduce the number of steps that it takes to help solve somebody's problem? How do you respond quickly to the phone? Do you have autoresponders? Are you doing outreach? You know, what does the experience look like for the entire customer journey? Everywhere from suspect to prospect, qualified prospect to a customer or client to an advocate. So you're going from a suspect to an advocate. An advocate is somebody who's going to promote your business. Well, frictionless means if you looked at that whole journey, where could you take the friction out? So there are a lot of companies that do a really great job, Stan, of advertising. But then when they get the person to either go to the website or to fill out the form or to call, the ball gets dropped because it's very difficult to make the transaction. And people have a very short attention span, certainly past post-COVID, where they're not going to put up with a lot of errors. So if they have trouble, they're going to immediately leave, or they're going to get confused and leave. And then they're more likely to go on social media and either give you a bad review or make a negative comment. So, you know, social media cuts both ways, but frictionless is really a theme that every business has been dealing with for decades, but it's been more important because of the buying channels and because of how people are getting conditioned to buy. When you can get conditioned, I know I'm an Amazon Amazon customer, I love the one-click checkout, right? Because if I need something, I just go and 2 seconds later, I'm getting the product. Well, we all can't be Amazon. We don't have those billions of budget. But if you look at your buying process, if you're involved in any company, you really should map out your customer journey step by step and look at every point of touch base that you have with that customer or client and look at how can you enhance it and how can you add authenticity and transparency. That really helps build the customer experience.
Great stuff. Ford, let's grab a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk some about getting insights from you about some of the changes that we see in the franchise world these days, culturally, and the power of brand and the shifts between founder-driven businesses and the roll-ups that we're seeing in the consolidation, and get some thoughts from you on that and more. We're talking today with Ford Sakes, CEO of Prime Concepts Group and podcaster of Fortify, and a great speaker, author, trainer, and somebody that you should know if you don't already. We'll be right back. This is Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments. Departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at FRMSolutions.com and order up a demo today. And I'm back with Ford Sakes, speaker, author, trainer, visionary, technologist. Ford, what have I left out?
Well, I'm really known as a business growth accelerator, Stan, which does four things. How do you increase your influence? How do you increase your subscribers on social media and on your email list? How do you get leads? And how do you convert those leads into new and repeat sales? So that's the acceleration part of business growth.
So I want to ask you some questions as we went into break. I spoke a bit about some of the cultural shifts that are taking place as franchising as a business model is moving more toward a consolidation and larger groups. And even at the unit level, people buying franchises are tending to be multi-unit mumbos, they call now, multi-unit, multi-brand operators. What do you see on the horizon, and especially in this being an election year and a lot of social and economic changes in the world, Ford, what do those look like for you?
Well, you know, working with top brands for decades and, you know, and certainly hundreds each year, actually, through podcasts and consulting and speaking, whenever I do a pre-event call with a franchise brand, I ask them what their top three challenges are. And it's always related to similar things. It's business growth, it's staffing, and then it's operational. And so when it comes to staffing, that's been a hard one for a lot of brands. And so it's harder to find people, it's harder to keep them, it's harder to engage them and lead them. There's less work ethic overall, less intrinsically motivation. A lot of it comes down to what they can pay. There's increased minimum wages, which are causing price issues on the consumer because they're expanding that price to the consumer. The problem with the work ethic is that they know that they hire somebody, and even if it's a minimum wage or lower wage job, the person doesn't care that much because they know they can quit and go right across the street and get another job. So it's harder than ever to inspire someone to be motivated to work for a company without allowing other opportunities for growth and feedback. So understanding the culture of an organization and creating and communicating the culture has been more important than ever in the last couple of years, and certainly will going forward. As far as your question, as far as the multi-unit brands and multi-brand owners, that's definitely a part of it. Whenever I do an event, I talk to the Franchise Advisory Council, and it's very common that somebody will own three or four franchises in one group and maybe one or two to 10 or more in another brand. So there's the multi-brand owners that own more franchises in more than one brand. There's the multi-unit owners. Like, I work with the largest edible arrangements franchisee who owns like 36 franchises in edible arrangements. And his challenges are much different than maybe a startup who owns one or two. And then there's the private equity groups that are popping up that are consolidating brands. And it's one brand, like you've got Neighborly Brands, and I won't name all of them, but MTY Group that has 80 brands. and Buzz Franchise Brands, which has four or five brands. And so there's these companies that have been successful in the field, and Five Star Franchising is another one that I just worked with. And so they end up being very successful with their systems, and then they acquire other franchise brands that maybe sometimes they have 25, sometimes they have thousands of units, but those private equity groups are there to, and there's even, that even happens in a multi-unit. You know, sometimes a franchisee is a multi-unit owner, and then they create their own private equity group that owns all of theirs. So the structure, the dynamics have changed. The real takeaway is, what are the goals of that organization and how do they manage? And so these new ways of growing are allowing people to scale their systems and to generate more money and to streamline their operations.
A few weeks back, Ford, I had the pleasure of interviewing Jason Pfeiffer, Entrepreneur's Editor-in-Chief, and he left me with a quote that I want to share with you, which was, "You can't run your business tomorrow the way you ran it yesterday and expect to succeed." So to my audience, which is largely emerging franchisors, Ford, if there was one thing you would recommend somebody do tomorrow that they might not have done today or yesterday, what would it be? The number one most compelling difference maker, what would it be?
I would really look at the customer experience and ask, how do I add more value? It never comes down to price. It never comes down to just location or convenience. It really comes down to value, and the value is unique dependent upon the brand. And so if you're asking the wrong question, then the answer doesn't matter. And so the first thing I would do is look at the customer experience and ask myself, how can I add more value? What's missing? What is the customer want? Because your customers will tell you what you need to do, but a lot of times brands don't listen. The franchisors think that they own their brand, and they don't own their brand. Their brand is whatever the perception is in the eyes of the marketplace.
I said this a couple of weeks ago. I have to say it again now because you just set it up for me. The power of the brand, in my mind, in any organization, is really what the brand delivers in keeping with the customer's expectation. Would that be a fair and equitable statement?
Yes, I think that's well said, Stan. I mean, it's the customer who defines what the brand is. And a lot of times there's a disconnect between what the franchisor thinks the brand is and even when they ask their employees. So I like recommend, when I'm strategically working on a company with branding, I ask the company, what do you think your brand is? I ask their employees what they think the brand is. And then I ask their marketplace what they think the brand is. And believe me, you get three different answers. And the one that's really important is, what does the marketplace think it is? And then you have to ask yourself, well, how do I influence that to be more in alignment with what we want our brand to be?
I asked the question of somebody recently, how many steps would you have to take across the threshold of a department store with a sign that said Neiman Marcus, but you were really walking into a Walmart? How long would it take a consumer to know I'm not where I thought I was going?
Probably one step. What do you think? What's the right answer?
I think the right answer is, I don't even have to cross the threshold. As long as I can see in, I'm going to know. But
right. I agree with you. When I first went to Neiman and Marcus, or like even Nordstrom's, I remember I was speaking in Minnesota. This was decades ago. I'd forgot to pack my dress shoes. So I had my suit, and this was back in the day when we all wore suits and ties. Now it's, you know, business casual with a nice blazer, but I forgot my shoes. So Stan, I go into Nordstrom's and I'm going through the men's department, and I'm not paying any attention. I'm just like, I need those shoes. And while I'm here, let me get a couple shirts, and oh, a couple of those ties look good. And the salesman was really, you know, upselling me. So I get to the checkout and I'm expecting to spend, you know, $200-$300. It was $1,700. I'd never been in a Nordstrom's like that. So I was like, okay, little user error, but I charged everything, and I wore the crap out of those clothes. But it was because I was more interested in solving a problem than I was worried about price, although it was quality.
Yeah, but I think you're right. That in a situation like that, you're going to pay what you have to pay to get what you need. But
yep.
I think that the point you make about who owns the customer, you could not have hit that nail any harder on the head in my mind. It doesn't matter what I think, or it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what my customer thinks. And they're the only ones who make a difference between right or wrong. So there it is. Ford, what have I not asked you today that you wished I did?
Well, I think it's really important to revisit what your core strengths are. And, you know, I think that in business, in working with large brands and small brands and working with leadership teams around the globe, people always think that this gap between where they are and where they want to go is unique to them. So whenever I ask them, where are you now? And they tell me, where do you want to go? And they tell me, and they always tell me it's unique. Well, what I have found out over those years and interviewing people on Fortify.tv on my live, we go live every Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Central on YouTube, Facebook, and YouTube and TikTok and a bunch of other places. What I've asked them is that gap always comes down to one of three things. It's mindset, strategies, or tactics. So any success in business starts with mindset. If they don't have their mindset dialed in, if they're not open-minded, if they're not coachable, if they're not a continual learner, I know the more I've learned, the more I know I don't know. While I am considered a top expert in franchising and business success, I am quite aware and very humble that there's a lot more to it than I may know. You don't know what you don't know, but you got to be open-minded. So mindset's number one. Strategies, well, if you're involved in franchising, that's one of the advantages of being in franchising is you have a duplicatable system that's proven to work. So if you're a franchisee, follow your systems. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Go back to your original basic training and make sure you're following your systems. And then tactically, what are you doing every day? Tactically, are you spending the time on your highest, best use of time? Are you reactive or are you proactive? And obviously, you're going to be more successful if you're proactive. So even though that's not what you plan to ask me, if there was a closing thought or something that I would say is really important is for some of our listeners, it's going to be mindset. For others, it's going to be going back to basics and working on your strategies. And others, it's going to be tactical. What do I do on a Wednesday morning at 9 a.m.?
Awesome. Ford, I know that there are some in this audience that aren't large enough to benefit from having you at a convention yet. Perhaps they don't have a convention to invite you to keynote yet, but you do have an awesome amount of resource on your website. Why don't you direct the audience to some of those places that you would point them to learn more?
So there's two places. Really simple. You can either Google my name, but just go to profitrichresults.com. Of course, that's a domain, no spaces, profitrichresults.com. There you'll see a store. You can purchase my books. You can get assessments. There are also free learning tools. There's some downloadable templates and eBooks and things that you can get there. I'd also recommend that you go to Fortify with a D, like the car, FORDIFY.TV. Fortify.TV will send you straight to my YouTube channel where there's videos on local marketing. There's over 100 episodes of interviews with top experts inside and outside of franchising. And of course, some very value-added training like the AI one that we just talked about. So if you go to Fortify.TV and you just search for Mastering AI, you'll get the current video. And I update it about every 2 weeks because the space is changing so quickly and methodologies and modes are changing so quickly. But I would reference and look for the tools there that can help you. And of course, connect with me on LinkedIn. Just Google my name. It's S-A-E-K-S. So it's real easy to spell. Ford like the car, S-A-E-K-S.
Ford, you mostly speak as a keynote at people's conventions. Are there other events or places that you can be found that are more generic than the attendees of a specific brand's conventions?
Yes, I do monthly webinars on business growth at profitrichresults.com. You can get the current schedule. I also present my own business growth boot camps quarterly across the globe. So I go to different cities and I put on the business growth boot camp, and that's for new entrepreneurs or successful entrepreneurs. And so that's an opportunity for people to work one-on-one with me at that event. And I also have a high-end mastermind council that for those special individuals that are looking for more one-on-one with me, they can also contact me to see if it's a good fit.
So it's up to you, listeners. You've got some opportunities here that you can benefit from in ways that anyone can afford. And I thank you for making your time available to us, Ford, and coming here today and dropping so many powerful nuggets to the audience here on Franchise Today.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Ford Sakes, speaker, author, trainer extraordinaire. Thanks for being here. Well, that about does it for today. Next week, we're joined by a member of my Canadian franchise fam. As best-selling author, franchise search coach, keynote speaker, and FranNet superstar, Gary Prenevost joins us right here to talk about his newly published book, The USA Today Top 10 Bestseller, The Unstoppable Franchisee. With over 30 years of franchising experience on every side of the franchise table, Gary is a very passionate entrepreneur who lives and thrives on helping people achieve their highest levels of success. Gary Prenevost, next week, right here on Franchise Today. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com.